Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Feeding people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَيُتْئِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Translation, they feed the destitute, the orphan, and the captive due to the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feeding people is an action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly appreciates. The captives referred to in the verse, in the above verse, are the non-Muslim captives of the Battle of Badr. The Muslims fed them as well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran Majeed. Commenting on this, Qadada rahimahullah ta'ala states, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded that the non-Muslims captive be fed, then what would be the recompense be for feeding one's own Muslim brothers? Generously feeding people is a hallmark of the people of Jannah. The second verse quoted above describes a dialogue that will take place in the hereafter between the inmates of Jahannam and Jannah. The people of Jahannam will explicitly mention that failing to feed the destitute was one of the causes of the entry into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrench the traits and qualities of the inmates of Jannah in our hearts and save us from the plight of the wretched souls. As Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, make the salam common amongst you, feed people, and perform salah when everybody is asleep. You will enter Jannah with ease. Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, make the salam common amongst yourself, feed the people, and perform salah when everybody is asleep, you will enter Jannah with ease. As Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever feeds a Muslim in his hunger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed him from the fruits of Jannah. Whoever quenches the thirst of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him from the pure drinks of paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever feeds a Muslim in his hunger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed him from the fruits of Jannah. Whoever quenches the thirst of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him from the pure dreams of paradise.